Jesus said, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." And Pilate asked him, "What is truth?" Poor Pilate. Truth stood right before him in the person of Jesus, the anointed Son of God. And Pilate had no idea what to do with him. Pilate spends his time on stage in this passion drama, shuttling back and forth between Jesus inside the headquarters and the religious leaders outside. It would almost be comical if the outcome were not so tragic and horrific. Pilate asks a series of questions of the Word made flesh, truth, standing right there before him. He asks all the wrong questions. What a missed opportunity. What if Pilate instead had asked for healing or mercy in that moment? I mean, it's obvious that something within Pilate recognizes that this person standing before him is no ordinary man. But instead, the pressures of the world demand the crucifixion of the truth. And Pilate just washes his hands of the whole affair. And so Jesus of Nazareth died on that cross. That's the reason we're all gathered here today. Tomorrow night, maybe Sunday morning, we'll come together again in joy because of what happens next. But today is all about one thing. Jesus of Nazareth died on the cross. Today we walk the way of the cross, and we end up standing with all of his family and friends in that same shock and sorrow that they feel. And this is the part of the walk with Jesus that many people would just as soon sit out. It's a hard day. We read and hear and shout hard things. How did we get here? Some of us are the faithful like Mary, the other women, the beloved disciple, who would not abandon Jesus even when they had to see him nailed to the cross. Some of us might be just seeking, questioning, wondering. Why do we pay so much attention to this difficult part of the story? Why not just go right on to Easter? That's a whole lot happier, isn't it? But at some point, I think that all of us ask this question. Why? Why did Jesus die this way? Jesus had walked from town to town in Galilee and Samaria and Judea, beyond, and he taught in all of those towns. Jesus drew on the ancient wisdom of the Hebrew scriptures, and he opened up that wisdom in ways that proclaimed the nearness of the kingdom of God in a new and fresh way. Jesus healed people. He restored sight and health and wholeness and soundness of mind. Soundness of mind and heart. And he did that wherever he went. In town after town, Jesus restored those who were sick or outcast, restored them to health and to their families and their communities. In all of that, Jesus showed us how to be like him. One of our early church fathers, Athanasius, famously said that Jesus became like us for just that reason, so that we might become like Jesus. In the end, Jesus' gruesome suffering and death were the result of his refusal to back down in the face of the forces that oppose the rule of God. And let me be perfectly clear about who I'm not talking about here. I'm not talking about any one group of people when I speak of the opposing forces of evil. These are forces that enslave all of humanity, forces that oppose God's sovereignty. It was not the Jews who killed Jesus. It was the violent force of empire and oppression that put him on the cross. And then Jesus laid down his life. He gave up his spirit, his choice. Jesus died because his faithful witness to the reign of God put him on a collision course with the violent, oppressive systems of power that we allow to control us. Like Pilate, we can stand in the presence of truth and ask all the wrong questions. Like Pilate, we can bow to the pressures of the world to preserve order or our comfortable way of life, rather than seeking justice and mercy for everyone. Jesus of Nazareth was scourged, mocked, despised, forsaken, to the point of crying out in his suffering the same way we cry out in ours. And in his suffering death, Jesus forever changed our relationship with God. The cross reveals a brutal truth to us. It reveals the brutal truth of human hatred and violence. But the cross also reveals something beautiful to us. It reveals the beautiful truth of God's love brought to us in the Word made flesh and poured out for us. Jesus is also the truth of humanity made manifest. For our humanity to be awakened fully, we must look at the one whom we crucify. There on the cross, we recognize our violence for what it is, and then we let the love poured out there burn through our egos and excuses and justifications for what we do to one another and what we do to the world we live in. And then in humility, only in humility, we can be transformed for the work of mercy and justice as Christ's body on earth, the embodiment of that love poured out. And this transformation starts by looking to the cross to see him, the one who bears all of our hates and fears and insecurities, and brings them into his heart of love and transforms them there to something we can work with in the world. In that incomprehensible glory on the cross, we see reflected all that we are right now and all that we are becoming. Then we begin to recognize Christ in all who suffer because of our violence and apathy. Then we can repent with hearts broken open by that overflowing love of God in Christ. And then we can find our full humanity. And finally, we're able to respond to violence against ourselves with the same heart-changing love in which Jesus laid down his life because of our sins. That is the awful, beautiful truth that the cross reveals to us. And that is why Jesus of Nazareth died on the cross.